Welcome back to the Ancient World website podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a good coffee. And we're going to continue today with reading on in the second chapter, the second canto. So we're standing at the shores of Mount Purgatory, and then we're seeing this light coming across the waters, the ocean, and then there's a whiteness, and then two whitenesses that are turning into wings. And then Virgil understands that this is an angel coming. And then we're going to look at verse 31 to 66. See how he scorns to use man's instruments. He needs no oars, no sails, only his wings to navigate between such distant shores. So this is just the angel who is moving the boat with his wings. He doesn't need the instruments of man, also symbolic of there's a difference between the earthly and the heavenly and the divine as well. And the distant shores is that the souls were taken from the shores a bit outside of Rome on the Italian peninsula. So that's where they were taken when people passed away. And then they would take like either to the shores of then Mount Purgatory or to the Inferno. So many things in this canto is a contrast between what is happening in the Inferno with the river Acheron and the boatman Charon. As you can see the difference how things are happening there when they're going into the Inferno compared to now that they're coming into Purgatory and the whole rebirth, renewal, and the beginning of the purification that will make them ready to ascend into the paradise. See how he has them pointing up to heaven. He fans the air with these immortal plumes that do not molt as mortal feathers do. So there's an indication of looking up towards the heaven, which is becoming gradually more and more a theme. It's also about like direction and aspiration, and of course. Closer and closer to our shore he came. Brighter and brighter shone the bird of the divine, until I could no longer bear the light and bowed my head. So here is more about the humiliation or to be humble. So the humility. He stared straight to the shore, his boat so swift and light upon the wave. It left no sign of truly sailing there. So this is because the souls have no weight. So the boat is kind of just floating above or hovering on the water. And the celestial pilot stood astern with blessedness inscribed upon his face. More than 100 souls were in his ship. So this is kind of a... You see now it's coming a big group of souls about to be... to start a new eternal life. And then, in exitu Israel di Egypto, they all were singing with a single voice, chanting it verse by verse until the end. And this tercet is very important in terms of the symbolism of this canto and the second, like the whole of Purgatory, but also the whole of the comedy. It's about then the Exodus is in some sense a very deep symbol of liberation, both in the old biblical stories and also then out of captivity, symbolized with Egypt, into freedom with Israel. And it's also then, in a sense, the change from being captivated by sin to being moving towards the freedom of the grace in the paradise and also the knowledge. So they're now singing in one single voice compared to those in the boat over Acheron and Inferno, who are then all cursing everyone. They're cursing the divine. They're cursing people in their lives. They're cursing the boatman. So here they're all together in one voice. And also this whole movement towards the freedom is also the whole purpose in many ways of the Divine Comedy, that it's supposed to be a work that liberates you into knowledge and just like illumination and also grace. The angel signed them with a holy cross, and they rushed from the ship onto the shore. He disappeared swiftly as he had come. The souls left there seemed strangers to this place. They roamed about while looking all around, endeavoring to understand new things. So it's a very humorous way that Dante is describing how these souls are kind of hatched almost like onto the shore, and they're very confused. They don't know where they are or how to interpret or understand their new situation. So they seem like strangers, and it's an echo, or just like being in tuned with all the other, like the reed that is coming up again, and the sun that is rising, and all these examples of renewal. The sun, which with its shafts of light had chased the goat out of the heaven's highest field, was shooting rays of day throughout the sky. So the goat is the constellation of the Capricorn, which is in the horizon when the sun is rising. So then gradually the sun is fading out the constellation of the Capricorn, meaning it's just becoming a little bit more of morning and a new day. When those new souls looked up to where we were and called to us, "If you should know the road that leads up to the mountainside, show us." So this is another kind of the same humorous way of describing how they are disoriented and confused. And they think that Virgil and the pilgrim are guides or someone who can tell them and who knows the purgatory. And Virgil answered them, "You seem to think that we are souls familiar with this place, but we, like all of you, are pilgrims here. We just arrived, not much ahead of you, but by a road which was so rough and hard. To climb this mountain now will be like play." And that's the verse 66. So this is just another contrast of, like, compared to the Inferno, they're not going to climb a mountain. There's going to be work, and also the hard work of atonement, but it's going to be like play compared to what they've been through. So that's all we're going to read for today. So it's interesting to see this as, like, you have first the renewal, the rebirth of both the pilgrim and Virgil kind of coming out into the daylight again, and then you have the sun rising, and you see the nature is growing, and now you get this hatching of 100 souls kind of swirling around on the beach in confusion. So all of this is changing fundamentally the whole mood of the story, and kind of they're looking upwards. So it's building up to setting the kind of a forceful start of this journey, and is full of hope and beauty, and also just kind of invigorating feeling almost when you read parts of this. So, and also you had this angel now kind of invoking the whole, in some sense, like the support from the divine that is taking care of the process in many ways. Like you have a few little hints of this in the Inferno, but now it's coming more clearly. So we're going to stop this one here, and hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought. Hope you're still having a great morning and a good coffee. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and see you again next time.